winter weather can turn on a dime, and when it does, your car can't. If you've been injured in an accident, call 1-800-HAYMAN. Experience makes all the difference. I'm John Heyman, and that's my promise.
Scott Cohen brought to you by Pride Stores, 30 locations in Western Mass and Northern Connecticut, locally owned and operated. Pride Stores are the area's best kept secret. And in the studio with us right now is Scott Cohen. Welcome.
Buddy, no Packer shirt, no cheese head, you know.
He burned them all.
No, I didn't burn anything. I have been wearing it all week. Yeah. I did some laundry yesterday, and it's all in the dryer. That's what it is.
Yes, yes.
It's all in the dryer.
Well, that's good because Atlanta took Green Bay to the cleaners yesterday, so you might as well keep the air.
Here we go.
Meanwhile, look at me. Look at me. I'm wearing my...
Yeah, you got it on there. Sure.
Got my long sleeve Patriots shirt.
Let me tell you something. Before you continue your hurtful diatribe against my Packers.
All right.
My Packers in the beginning of the season were dreadful. And all of a sudden they banged out 8 wins in a row. And then they face Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. And even though they were the number one seed and probably favored in this game going into it, they're an amazing football team.
Yes, but they are.
That's ended the season dreadfully, too.
Yeah, John, there's a lot to be said for consistency, don't you think?
Are you listening to my words? My words are the Atlanta Falcons are an outstanding football team, and their offense is terrific.
Right. Yeah, we'll see about that in 2 weeks.
Buddy, since when did you become Mr. Obvious, right?
The very moment I said, Don Capers needs to go. That's what I determined that the Falcons were a much better team.
Yeah. No, so they were two laughers yesterday. You know, we were hoping for, you know, how everybody was talking about how the playoff games in the beginning weren't very good. Then, last week they were really good. And then this week they kind of stunk, too.
I don't mind the Patriots runaway.
No, I don't either.
And with one... again, I noted this at the exact time that I made this observation last night while watching the game. 3 minutes and 16 seconds left in the game, and Tom Brady is still in there.
Right.
And I just don't get that. I mean, the possibility of a season-ending injury, it can happen in 3 minutes.
I know, John, but it doesn't. I mean, listen, I get that, but it doesn't increase as the game winds down, the chances of being injured. You can be injured on any play.
Right, but if you're not there in the last 3 minutes, you can't be injured in those. And you know, who's the guy on Green Bay that had the broken ribs?
Oh, Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson. They had one camera shot of him going into commercial, and it was a great shot. I mean, they got him from halfway across the field where he's just wincing in pain. And if you think about the injury the guy got, to even be playing,
he couldn't take. You know,
have you ever broke a rib?
Thankfully, buddy, it's just like it's so painful.
Yeah. I've ordered ribs to the point where I could barely breathe.
I've broken ribs, but only at the table.
Like yesterday.
I went to Theodore's once, had a full rack, and could barely move.
The guy could barely move. Couldn't even breathe.
But I mean, the fact the guy could play like, and who is the other guy on the Packers defense? I think. They were talking about he had a tear somewhere that was like down into his chest also.
Oh, yeah. Listen, they've had a lot of injuries over the last couple of years and this season too. And some devastating ones.
Yep.
You know, Eddie Lacy wasn't able to play. And he had some bunch of other guys that for whatever reason couldn't do it.
Which is why keeping a guy like Tom Brady in the game when it's virtually over and you're now going to the Super Bowl doesn't make any sense.
I think by the time 3 minutes were left in the game, the Steelers were so exhausted they probably couldn't have given him a hangnail at that point.
Right, but you know what? He probably wants to be on the field too. I mean, you know, you want to be on the field when the game ends so you can celebrate and be a part of it. He doesn't want to come out of the game.
Was this a record? I heard it said that in the third quarter they were saying that there was not a single penalty called in the entire first half.
Yep, and who was it? Atlanta. Atlanta, same thing in the Atlanta game. Both games were very clean. Atlanta didn't have a defensive penalty called on them. I think they had one of them in the entire game. So, yeah, they just played clean.
Not a single one in the entire first half.
Yep.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, too busy playing football, John. So, I don't think we can, not to talk about like X's and O's, and I'm not going to do that now, but what the Patriots have accomplished is just shut up.
What is hugs and kisses?
What is hugs and kisses? Buddy, stick around, you'll find out. what they've accomplished.
I don't think John and I want to sit here and talk about our exes if it's any.
No. Yeah.
If we don't have to.
We but certainly don't need a third person in the room.
And buddy, speaking of hugs and kisses and stuff like that, you know, can I have a bone to pick with you going off on another tangent here. Did you admit last week that you sit down to pee?
Yeah.
Somehow that just like got by everybody.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's, no. Didn't get by everybody.
That's headline making material.
Yeah, not so much. It's like, not what? At 57 years old. I don't think it is headline making. Yeah. It's easier.
You just have no shame at all.
Well, I didn't say I do it out in a phone booth.
Oh. It's maybe not the fact that you do it. It might have more the fact that you decided that mentioning it on the air would be a good idea.
I mean, somebody could have put it on Facebook.
I mean, the odd time that I was actually listening to the show when I'm not on it, I'm like, I was like, what did he just say?
Yeah.
So, and you too.
I said only on occasion.
Occasionally.
It depends entirely
on the
pants.
Well, can I just go on record as saying that I don't do that?
Well, aren't you just the man in the room?
Jesus. My God. What's next? What are we going to find out next?
Here's something I know nobody really pays any attention to, but I found the promos to be confusing to me. Every time they talked about the Pro Bowl, they said it was going to be back to the traditional NFC versus AFC.
Yeah.
I thought that's the way it always was.
No, they did. I don't know for sure because I don't follow the Pro Bowl, but I do know that one year, and they may have done it last year. It was like Michael Irvin's team against Deion Sanders' team,
right.
Some stupid thing.
You
like
know
that.
What they really should do to really help out the Pro Bowl is not have the Pro Bowl.
How about we not have the Pro Bowl?
Well, there's absolutely no point to playing. You know what? Pick your team. Give them a bonus and a little participation
trophy,
and say congratulations for making the Pro Bowl. But don't go through the rigmarole of putting that on TV because nobody
cares.
Watches.
How is it any different than the All Star Game or the NBA All Star Game?
Well, because at least in the Major League Baseball All Star Game,
that's the only one that's a true game.
It's a game. And
they play the game.
And they play with a little bit more passion. There's no passion going on at the Pro Bowl because nobody wants to get hurt. The season's done.
Practically flag football for crying out loud.
It is.
All right, but it's not about the game for either sport. It's about the money. Does the NFL make as much money off of Pro Bowl as Major League do the TV networks rather make as much money on the Pro Bowl as the networks make off of the All-Star game? Of course, you're also talking about the All-Star game. You're talking about the night before
They probably make less during the Pro Bowl.
It's part of the package. I don't think, it's not like a la carte they make certain amount of money off this and that. The TV contract includes everything from beginning to end.
You'd probably get more profit off a Jacksonville-Cleveland game than you would during the Pro Bowl.
There's no question about it. So anyway, enough of the Pro Bowl. I really just think we need to sit back and really take stock of what Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have accomplished, because it really is, it's absolutely mind-boggling. They've been to the Super Bowl more times as a player coach than any other combination in history. Brady's got a chance to win his fifth. He's playing in his ninth. All of these things are records. It's just mind-boggling that they've been able to have that kind of consistency year in and year out, because it just doesn't happen, especially in the NFL.
Not
it's amazing.
Not to assume they're going to win, but if they do, based on this, the year after Deflategate, is it not going to be something to see Roger Goodell have to come on stage with Bob Kraft and Tom Brady and award him a trophy?
Well, yeah, I think that there's a little bit of comeuppance with that. Of course there is.
But, I read two different articles over the weekend. One that talked about the anger and the loss of the relationship between Bob Kraft and Roger Goodell because of, Kraft being one of the more influential owners in the NFL.
Allegedly.
Well,
just it. Allegedly.
The other article was about, don't fool yourself.
Yeah,
they are still,
of course they have,
business partners who have to conduct business.
Listen, everybody is profiting. No one is going to lose, including Roger Goodell, in this whole thing. They're all making money. They're all in business
together.
They're
all adults.
It's not even personal at this point.
And my guess is the reason that Roger Goodell doesn't come to the game and goes to Atlanta for 2 weeks in a row is because he's more worried about the fans.
Of course he is.
Than he is about the owners or the quarterback.
But in all fairness, it is, apart from how the fans in New England feel about Roger Goodell, it is still perfectly valid for Roger Goodell to be at the Georgia Dome in their final game.
Yeah, and
perfectly valid.
And honestly, guys, there's five New England states, right? Once you get, and half of Connecticut doesn't care about what goes on with the five. This is a five?
Six.
Six, all right, six. Yeah. So, and half of Connecticut doesn't even think about this kind of stuff. Aside from the five and a half states and New England states, nobody in the country is even talking about the Roger Goodell thing or has any opinion or thought about it at all. It's just us, and it's I don't think it's a big deal at all.
Man, I don't care about the rest of the
country. I don't think they care.
Yeah, I know you don't care.
We're the Patriots. We're Patriot Nation.
We're Patriot Nation.
I got a shirt on, don't I?
The moment that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady retire is the moment that they go... Well, 8-8 in a season. You'll be off that bandwagon so damn fast it'll make your head spin.
Aside from that 8-8 season, that's an interesting point. What do you think? They win it this year. Do they both retire? At the very least, does Brady retire?
No, of course not.
He will be the second oldest. John Elway, I was looking this up yesterday. John Elway was 39 when he won a Super Bowl. He was the oldest.
Yep.
Brady, I believe, will still be 39.
Yeah, 39.
In 2 weeks. Just as I don't understand why you're still in the game 3 minutes and 16 seconds left when you've already won it, I don't know why you would continue to take the risk of a life-altering injury after you're 39 years old and you've already won that many Super Bowls.
Well, I mean, John, this is what he does. He's a football player, and he wants to play football. It's like, you know, he's had a great long career. He's been really lucky. He's only had one really bad injury.
Look what he does at home. Yeah. And he wants to keep doing that. Why would you want a bad injury?
We don't know about how many times he's thrown his back out at home.
Exactly.
But no, he wants to play football, and he's obviously in the autumn of his career, the winter of his career. Every single down could be his last for any number of reasons. But no, he's not going anywhere. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, why would he?
Hey, hey, listen, George Blanda played until he's 48 years old. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Steve DeBerg played till he's 45. I mean,
how about this, John? What about
he has years left to go?
This is a John O'Brien thought here. I'll share one. So what's going to happen with him is he'll probably play quarterback for two more years, and then he'll practice kicking all summer long, and he'll come out and he'll be the Patriots kicker for another 5 years.
As long as we got. Although Guskowski is really starting to suck.
He's starting to suck too.
If your prostate is bigger than the football, it's time to retire.
It's time to go.
And even if you're out for the rest of the season. I just kind of thought it was kind of weird to see Gronk sitting up in the owner's box.
Yep.
Why would he not be down on the sidelines?
Because John Bon Jovi was up there. That's why.
Well, what do you think? Someone said, what do you think those two guys are talking about? And you know what it is? Buddy, hair product.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi looks like a woman, doesn't he?
In a way. Like, he's a little prettier than the rest of us.
Louise.
My guess is it's mostly a monosyllabic type of conversation.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on there. Man.
Dude.
No, not there.
Dude.
Not
dude,
a lot. Yeah, dude.
Dude. Dude.
And of course, the
sup,
first.
Sup.
Of course, the. Of course, the first time Gronk walks in and goes, who's the chick?
Oh, is that Kraft's new girlfriend?
Yeah. John Bon Jovi. What?
Well, he also voiced a pretty cool lead into the game as well. But no, seriously, why would an injured player not be on the sidelines?
Because it's, listen, I don't know whether there's any rules that would prevent that from happening. Mm. Certain amount of guys on the field, I don't think so. But because he's Gronk, and there's not an open bar on the sideline, right? I mean, come on. Let me see. Do you want to freeze my ass off down there or be up where the open bar is? I'll go to the open bar.
Are you a little surprised that the spread is only 3 points?
I thought it was going to be a pick'em, to be honest with you, Bax. I thought it'd be even up after watching Atlanta play yesterday. I don't see the Patriots play and the Patriots that we know. I don't see how you can really, aside from being just a blind fan, I don't see how you can pick either team to be have enough to beat the other team.
Does the spread get bigger or smaller as we get closer?
I think it's going to get smaller.
It totally depends on any number of
any
things.
Number of things.
So it's done both.
Yeah, it can slide. Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's. I'll bet you it'll be 1 point by game time.
I mean, you could find out that a major player gets hurt or he gets arrested this week or whatever it could be. Yeah, any number of things could happen.
Giselle might cut Tom off, and he'll be a mental basket case, so that could affect the point spread, too.
I mean, it's...
I don't think Tom has sex.
I don't think
Tom has sex during the season.
It is kind of cool that you got, the two number one seeds facing each other in the Super Bowl. I mean, yes, it would have been great had there been other drama along with that. Patriots, I'm sure there are Cowboys fans that would have loved to have seen
no
it.
Question.
But
sure.
The fact that it is, at the end of the season, you have the two best teams in football meeting in the Super Bowl.
And you've got two great quarterbacks. You have the cagey veteran. You have the heir apparent. Matt Ryan went to Boston College. He was a number three first-round draft pick right up the road. Brady and Ryan know each other. I think this is Scott Pioli, who is now down with the Atlanta organization.
Yeah, the other thing we didn't even talk about is how great was Hogan yesterday?
Amazing.
Amazing.
He was a hero.
He was a friggin' hero.
He was a Hogan hero.
He was a Hogan's hero. He was General Burkhalter and Kinch all the same.
Hey, big lacrosse player at Penn State. Yeah. I mean, Brady, kept referring to him as just as a great athlete. Yeah, man, the guy was friggin' on fire.
Did you hear about this NFL Network promo that they ran last week?
What was it?
It showed...
John, tell us more.
It showed it showed three quarterbacks. It showed... the kid again.
Matt Ryan.
It showed Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers.
And Roethlisberger.
And Roethlisberger. And it didn't include Tom Brady.
Hmm.
What's up with that?
Roger Goodell, obviously, at work.
Yeah.
We need to get to the bottom of that.
I'm sure that's exactly what it was.
Actually, I thought
the conspiracy.
The best promo of the day yesterday, ESPN Radio Applebee's promo for the Mike and Mike show.
Yeah, the Mike and Mike show.
Perfectly timed.
Why?
They're splitting up.
It's be the producer. Oh. Be producer of the day for the Mike and Mike show, which broke up last week.
Really?
Yeah.
That leaves as bad of a taste as in your mouth as actually going to Applebee's
for
dinner.
I need to talk to the Applebee's people to see if we can get a Baxton O'Brien promo.
No. I need to get my resume freshened and contact my agent. You know what I thought? Did you see? This looked like a Super Bowl commercial. Did you see the commercial for, now I can't think of what it was for, with Humpty Dumpty?
No.
Oh, it's TurboTax. It's this smashed Humpty Dumpty at the bottom of a wall. And it's like, it's like one of those virtual reality, almost 3D kind of things. And he's lying there at the bottom of the wall and the rescue crews are coming in. And they're asking, what's wrong with him? And he's like, they're going to pick up stuff, pieces from him. And there's the goop, clear goop
stuff.
of an egg that's like stuck to the pieces. But then all of a sudden, he's just kind of like propped up against the wall, and he starts to cough. You know how somebody with serious chest injuries will cough up blood? He starts coughing, and yolk starts pouring out of his mouth. It was actually gross,
Jesus. But
hysterical at the same time. Puking up yolk.
I'm gonna have to get busy paying closer attention to television commercials.
And I have to mail my resume.
Get that resume off, buddy.
Scott Cohen brought to you by Pride Stores. Good to see you, Scott.
You guys too. Have a great week, everybody.
Rock 102.